Eagle 98.1.
Tiger Zone on Eagle 98.1. 499-9898 is the number to call. We're brought to you by LeBaron's Casino and Hotel. Here in Baton Rouge, the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill, football specials, Monday Night Football, half-off margaritas, draft beer, and nachos. And on Thursday nights, it's buy one tower beer and get a tower beer half-off. All right, we took some questions out of YouTube. Let's switch over to Facebook and take some questions.
All right,
there.
So Jaskaran Singh, as in like Vijay Singh.
Okay.
He says Cox has been overhyped by O, just like he said this defense is. Here's my thing on Cox. Obviously, he can fly. He can run sideline to sideline. People have run the ball right at this LSU defense too effective. And for me, that jumps off the table. And what I haven't seen out of him, and I haven't seen out of Clark, who did this a year ago, as I mean stepping up and taking on an isolation and laying a lick. And so, yeah, I think the question mark, what I would say, I'm not going to sit here and say he's overhyped. I think he's a fantastic athlete, is, you know, is how good is he in that inside game? And again, some of that, he hadn't been hitting for 2 months. I think that's a question mark if I say was an NFL scout.
I see the athletic ability, yeah, for sure. What we saw in the game was them catching a lot of blocks. So then Ogeron on Monday comes in and says, we're talking about some personnel changes. We're going to get a little bit bigger. And I started looking at the depth chart, and I'm wondering, well, how? Because you got Logan back at about 340 pounds on, yep, that defensive interior. You've got Gay on the outside at about 260-ish. I don't know that you've got anybody any bigger than that. You took out Apu Aika because apparently they didn't like his week at practice. That's 345-ish. And on the other side, you got Andre Anthony, who's playing somewhere around 235, and I don't know that you got anybody that's bigger. So unless you're kicking Neil Farrell out and letting him play on the outside at 340, 335, I think, yeah, his weight started to come down a little bit maybe, but you know, he missed all that time, so he came back big. I don't know how you get too much bigger.
Yeah, Baskerville's a speed guy, right?
Baskerville's the same size as Cox, pretty much. And Clark's a little bit heavier than both of them.
Yeah, and Clark was a thumper a year ago.
He's still a thumper, but he's not thumping.
Yeah, and that leads to my – okay. But you know, I haven't broke down Alabama Ole Miss. And I'm sure that, you know, Pete Golden and those guys are like, okay, why are these people thumping too?
Ole Miss moved the line of scrimmage. You don't see that happen in Alabama very often.
No.
There were a few gimmicks here and there, and
so how much,
Kevin pulled side to side, but they ran it at him.
So how much of this is, you know, how much is this all the offensive stuff? How much is this the lack of hitting in COVID? And some of this is, you know, when you sit there and want to break in individual. I don't know. Mike Smith writes in on Facebook, Gordian Haney, why do you think John Emery had limited snaps on Saturday? He's by far the best running back on the team.
You know what? I've got this clip right here.
Okay.
Can I play this clip out of here? This was O on that exact question on Monday.
Having Chris Curry back, it was just a rotation, and that's all it was, and how the plays felt. And that's all that was. There was no, and I even asked the same question. And we had a rotation, and we stuck with it. And you know, the rotation before was Tyron and John, and whoever was doing the best. They're playing there. Now Chris got in there. We couldn't run the ball. And then you saw him play a little bit more the second half.
Okay, so, yeah, I think Emery is the best. And I don't know who's the best in pass protection. And that might be something that maybe Curry steps up to that. Because here's why. If Grantham's – you saw Missouri do it. Grantham was going to do it. Everybody in the schedule is going to bring seven. They're going to play zero. And here, one or two things happen. One – we're going to get a chance to knock your quarterback out. That means you're going to have a true freshman. Number two, we know your offensive line is struggling and you can't block us. And guess what? If you happen to hit it, Terrence Marshall, then we'll line up and play offense against your defense again. But I'm going to force tempo and dictate what kind of game you're going to play at. And goes back to here's, you know, Texas Tech, right? I mean, mm-hmm. You know, that was the problem that they say Kingsbury had. Back in the day, you're struggling on defense, and all you could do is throw the football. And, you know, that's not a good mix. For me, what I like about Emery, if he can pass protect, and you keep bringing people, he's the only one of the three backs that if he makes somebody miss, he can take it to the house. He's just got a different gear. Now, that being said, you know, I think they're going to play all three.
I got no problem with all three playing. I would change up the rotation to where he's going to get the most starts. Yeah. You know, that he had led the league in broken tackles through the first, by percentage, I think it was, through the first two games of the season. Well, then that's plenty. And he was running in between the tackles a little bit more than I remember a year ago. He didn't get a lot of playing time a year ago. So I got no problem with all three of them playing. Curry deserves to get some playing time, but I'm with you. Emery gives you the home run threat, and
He's my best chance to, you know, I've heard Hester on CST had his stat about breaking tackles and what have you. But I mean, do you understand? I keep coming back to, there's no defensive coordinators in this league. People talk. Not only that, the film doesn't lie. And it is what it is. You are who you are at this point here. And why else would Missouri continue to play zero or play man-to-man on Terrence Marshall and roll dice with it? Well, it's a lower percentage play than what they were running offensively. And so they dictated the pace of this football game.
Back to the phone lines now. Greg is in Mississippi. Greg, welcome into the show.
Hey, with all that great analysis, we're going to change Gordy's name to Gordy Pass.
Gordy who?
Pass.
The road,
Rush
man,
Pass.
And, oh, okay.
I had to sit on the side of the road, and you did a great job breaking that down. I got to ask you guys, tell me which of the 1-2 teams fan base feels like the most hope, Ole Miss or Arkansas, and then which ones feel the worst, LSU or Mississippi State at 1-2. I can tell you Mississippi State fans, they'd rather lost to LSU and then beat Kentucky and Arkansas than the flip of the way around, which it turns out. But you guys are doing a great job, and your phone screener, she does a great job. She's the best y'all ever had. Lloyd, don't ever come back.
Wow.
Thanks a lot. She appreciates that, Greg. I can promise you that there's bigger disappointment in the 1-2 LSU than Mississippi State. The expectations were so much higher. So that one was easy. I think the other one's a little bit tougher because there's a lot of reason to be optimistic in both the Ole Miss and Arkansas camps.
No question.
I mean, I'm going to give the edge to Ole Miss because Kiffin's got a little bit more flair and pizzazz, and they just took Alabama and gave them all they wanted with no defense at all. But Sam Pittman surprised the hell out of me.
It's the same model that they put together here. Yeah. I mean, you go get Kendall Briles on the offensive side. Mm-hmm. Felipe Franks looks like a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Come on now. But Felipe Franks is playing much better football. And you know, we know that Barry Odom's been a solid defensive coordinator.
They were in the game with Georgia, who I think right this second is the class of the league. He's got the best offensive and defensive, but not by much over Alabama, but
I agree.
Just a little bit. They played them straight up for 2.5 quarters. They beat Mississippi State, and they should have beat Auburn. They got hosed on the call. And I'm sorry, I know the league sent out this very detailed rule, and I'm not making this up, 12-C-1-7-F, you know, that you can't do this. Bo Nix took the ball, fumbled it, picked it up, turned around, and threw it backwards.
I agree.
We're done talking at that point. So Arkansas should have won that game. Auburn should have never had a chance to kick the field goal to win the game. So in my head, they're 2-1 with a really solid showing. It was Sam Pittman's first game when they played Georgia. With all the new components and no spring practice, and you're playing against, I know Georgia had quarterback problems. They hadn't yet settled on Stetson Bennett, but at that point, that's as good as I can do if I'm Arkansas.
And you know, it comes back to, I want to see a bigger sample with Arkansas, right? But yeah. Barry, I mean, they've been respectable on defense.
Understand
and that personnel
two different coaches went into Arkansas and went 0-8 in their first year.
Right.
He's already past that.
No, you knew Pittman was going to recruit well. And look, this was not a good roster that he inherited. Ole Miss.
And won a game in 3 years.
Ole Miss had some offensive talent.
Yeah.
I mean, they had some offensive talent. They had a 4-star quarterback in Corral that Rich Rod just chose. He was beat up a little bit, but he went with John Rhys Plumlee. But man, Arkansas. The last couple of years, the talent has been really bad on that football team. I've been impressed with what Pittman's done.
I'm very impressed with what Pittman has done. 499-9898 is the number to call. Again, at LeBaire's, 25% off your lunch specials Monday through Thursday at the Bon Ton Buffet and the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill for all people over 50 and all active and veteran military. That's at L'Auberge Casino and Hotel here in Baton Rouge. You can hook up with us on YouTube. We'll get some more questions out of the YouTube by you for chat on Facebook as well. And you can still call us at 499-9898. This is the Tiger Zone on Eagle 98.1.
Hi, I'm Clay Bear, Louisiana Land Bank loan officer. Louisiana Land Bank is a co-op. We're owned by our member borrowers. When you make a loan with Louisiana Land Bank, we'll pay back a portion of our profits to our borrowers in the form of a patronage refund. At commercial banks, they may take you to lunch, but what we're going to do is we're going to write you a check. That check is something that you can take with you. You can spend it on personal needs. You can put it back on your loan. However you want to spend it, it's yours. If you're looking for a land loan, equipment loan, recreational loan, operating line, give me a call. Clay Bear, Louisiana Land Bank.
Ascension Equipment and Rental, your local John Deere and Kubota dealer with a huge inventory of tractors, lawnmowers, and accessories for your lawn. Ascension Equipment also has rental equipment, and they service what they sell. Ascension Equipment and Rental in Gonzales. Save more today and mow tomorrow.
Smart decisions bring the biggest returns, like the 2020 GMC Sierra, built on a foundation of professional-grade engineering that brings a strong performance year after year, offering the world's first available multi-pro tailgate. This tailgate takes innovation to the next level with six distinct functions that let you load, unload, and access the cargo box quicker and easier. Test drive a 2020 GMC Sierra today and experience a wise investment that really delivers. Visit your Bayou GMC dealer.
Lentz, Louisiana Ear, Nose, Throat, and Sinus. 13 well-known specialists have joined forces. We are your comprehensive ear, nose, and acute illness experts featuring same-day office visits. What separates us is our in-house balance center, allergy department, and audiology lab, featuring six locations in the area, including St. Francisville, Zachary, and Denham Springs. Visit us online at lentzmedicalgroup.com. Lentz, L-E-N-T-S. We are your local ENT and experts in sinus surgery.
Shell is using creative energy to battle COVID-19. One way we're helping is by expanding our commitment to United Way. Shell believes in supporting the communities where our employees live and work. The COVID-19 crisis has placed extraordinary demands on United Way's resources, and Shell has responded. Because in these challenging times, it's never been more important to keep our community strong. Shell is the rhythm of Louisiana.
Discover a place where legends are made, where ordinary checks itself at the door, and unforgettable experiences are around every corner. Discover L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Unique dining, the hottest games, and the coolest rooftop pool around. Make your moment legendary at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Exit at Blue Bonnet off I-10. See My Choice Center for details. Must be 21 Winner Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Thankfully, we don't have to deal with car repairs every day. But if you should get into an accident, the best repair option in the greater Baton Rouge area is Complete Collision Center. They are one of the only shops here which holds the distinguished iCar Gold Class certification. Plus, they are certified by more than a dozen manufacturers. Complete Collision also makes the process hassle-free for you by taking over the insurance negotiation process from the time you drop off your keys. They also offer free towing. Get a free quote online now at CompleteCollision.com.
Did you know that the leading cause of kitchen fires is unattended cooking? So when things heat up in the kitchen, keep an eye on what you fry. Make sure children stay away from the stove. And don't ever leave a pan unattended with the burner on. If your pan does catch fire, turn the burner off. Don't move the pan. And never try to stop a grease fire with water. These fire safety tips are brought to you by Eagle 98.1 and Baton Rouge General's Regional Burn Center.
Protect your biggest asset, your home, with state-of-the-art spray foam insulation from ThermoGuard. ThermoGuard offers energy-efficient solutions for your home or business with the best spray foam and traditional insulation products available. Call 225-612-0084 for a free quote.
Eagle 98.1.
Tiger Zone on Eagle 98.1 as the Cajuns take it down to the 1-yard line. It's been a good ball game.
Yes.
Coastal Carolina and UL Lafayette both at 3-0. They've been trading scores. There's not been a better than a touchdown lead for either team in this game. It's 27-20 Coastal, but the Cajuns led the ball first and goal at the 1, and that game is early in the fourth quarter. I had a question before we go back to the phone lines about the third downs. Okay, so for the season, they are last in the SEC. and they were 0 for 10 on third down. All third downs aren't created equal, but it does seem like the down and distance has they've gotten behind schedule a little bit. And that's the lack of running the football a little bit.
No, there's no question. I mean, and it wasn't all third and, you know, six or more, but your inability to run the football has kept you in third and long. Because you're getting man-to-man coverage, you're taking more shots down the field. And again, if I'm Todd Grantham this week and I'm scouting LSU and I'm breaking down film and I'm looking at the statistics, I'm doing the same thing because I got better personnel than Missouri. If I'm Will Muschamp, I have better personnel defensively than Missouri. If I'm Kevin Steele down the line, why do anything different? If you can't run the football and the quarterback, you know already, and it took a pounding in this game, and I get a true freshman quarterback in, I'm going to win football-wise with the problems they're having defensively. They're going to see that same thing the rest of the season.
499-9898 is the number. Stefan is in Crowley. Stefan, welcome into the Tiger Zone.
Great to be on, guys. I figured that since we're not actually playing this week, I'll save the point for when we are playing. So, first question is, will you be on in December the week before we play the Gators?
That's the plan.
we'll talk to the manager and see what he says.
Yeah, just see if you can get on the phone.
The second more important question to me, I mean, I know we've talked about the defense and how maligned and whatever, and having watched film and really looked at how they're playing, is this, on the optimistic side, a defense that could be good and they just haven't had the time to put in to run the scheme like it should? Or is this what we feared in the worst-case scenario, that it's an outdated theme and it's just not going to compete in today's football?
Thank you, Stephen. If the scheme was being executed properly, I mean...
Let's I think we need to clear up something, right? This isn't an outdated scheme. This isn't the triple wing, you know, or the double wing. We spent 10 minutes on one play to show you it's modern football. A lot of people running a corner blitz, showing it coming from the left on the right. It was just so poorly executed.
Yeah, this 3-4 right. versus 4-3 stuff. Yeah, you're a nickel of the time anyway.
That's my favorite part. I mean, you're nickel. How different does it really look other than Aranda really liked matchups? Right. I mean, even when they get behind the chains, we've got, you know, LSU's got a wildcat package in. They go small. I mean, this isn't English to Chinese.
Gabe puts his hand on the ground. Right. Chasson mostly stood up.
OK, so and you talked a little bit about going from Miranda to Pelini. Two different mannerisms. I don't know. I'm not in the locker room.
I'm not either.
And all the, you know, if you want to talk about that, maybe. I can only look at what's on film, right? And I think what they're doing defensively is not that complicated. It's not that much different from what they did before. Is it possible that they didn't have the spring and they were limited in what they could do in the fall, and that's affected to their ability to do this? Yes, absolutely. To this degree, that's what's surprising.
And the spring thing doesn't wash because they were in camp twice as long. I would have, if they'd have started the season on time, I would have bought it.
Right.
But and I'll buy the physicality, the tackling and all that stuff. But the confusion, the schematics, the communication, that should be down.
So let's go back to the, you know, and I don't have the film, I'm not gonna put it back up here, but that touchdown run. And so even though you don't hit through it, if the ball goes away from you, if I'm on the right defensive side and the ball goes to my left, and so we're talking about the right defensive end on this play, Ojulari, who is a true freshman, right? Mm-hmm. So you're not, I'm not going to, true freshman edge guy, he's going to rush a passer. Anything else get out of him is lanyap. Let's call it as he gets to technique. You didn't have the luxury of redshirt and you got to play him. And then you have, let's come back to Cox, right? And so I'm taught, obviously, and what they did is they pulled the guards to his face, to his right, and the ball came back left. And he was three steps behind the football. And so my point is, in COVID training, you can shuffle and do all the footwork,
right? And yeah. without the contact in it. And that's the thing that jumps out is that there's so many times that you watch when teams have run the football. I mean, there's a lane that you can drive a bus through, and that's footwork. And that's not necessarily, I could talk about Joe Evans at the point of impact on an offensive lineman and trying to come up. And another guy we hadn't talked about, and I'll tell you right now, who's getting pushed around and looking at the field is Allie Gay. I think Allie Gay, all of a sudden, he's got to get his pad level down at 6'6". And people are, that's something that I'm starting to see people going to run right at him at that height.
Because he's
great
he's
coming off the edge. He's a pass rush, right? Sure. So you run the football. So there's something. Now, here's a guy that's come JUCO-wise. Guess what? He didn't have to worry about that. He didn't get the spring. He didn't get the fall camp to come in here and work on that sort of thing. So he's gone through a little bit of an education at the SEC level.
499-9898 is the number to call. Nikki's in South Carolina. Nikki, welcome to the Tiger Zone.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I've been a Tiger fan a long time, and I'm here in South Carolina, and I'm just watching the defense. And what is your opinion? If they brought back the 1991-92, I don't know if Mike Boogers or Mike Bugar was the defensive coordinator. Is he available at all?
Mike Bugar.
That's one of yours, yeah, right?
No, I was gone.
You were gone? Who was he?
Mike Bugar was Curly Holman's first. How did you remember that, Nick?
It was a good defense back then, and I'd like to see that excitement again for the Tigers.
Oh, wow. About Curly.
I appreciate the sarcasm.
Wow.
that's good.
Well, you know, that creativity. Was interesting. You know who was on that staff was Mike Bugar, and the linebacker coach was Phil Bennett.
Right, and Bennett took over as D.C. the last 2 years.
Right. He was. I'll never forget he was a D.C. on that Auburn game with the interceptions. And,
oh, gosh, yeah.
And he almost lost his mind.
He and Lynn Amity had probably
had words
I think. Yeah, I seem to remember that.
Yes.
Wow, okay. So Archer was a D.C. when you your first year when you got
no,
here,
no,
right?
No. Archer was the head coach.
I got my years mixed up.
Let's see. Purdue 86, 87 was the SEC. No, they didn't win. We won the SEC in 88.
Right.
87 was a better team that beat South Carolina in the Outback Bowl that went 10-1-1, had the tie against Ohio State, the loss to Alabama when Hotson was hurt. The defensive coordinator was Pete Jenkins on that team. So Jenkins, and in my senior year, they did a deal where John Mitchell was entitled the D.C., and they made Pete an assistant head coach. But Jenkins was always our defensive coordinator.
Warren is in Gretna. Warren, welcome into the show.
Yes, sir. I like to talk about programming. Gordy, can you tell me why we have to wait for Charlie's show after the game, an hour and a half after the game is over?
Said Carly?
No, Warren. Warren. Well, wants to know why we don't go on until 90 minutes after the game.
So, as a part of our agreement with the LSU Sports Radio Network, we carry 2 hours of their pregame show and an hour and a half, similar to, you know, kind of what we do at the Saints. So, you have a network pre and a network post, and then we do the local.
Okay, because I kind of enjoyed after the game tuning into Charlie to get his especially after some choice games that were,
well,
he would express his opinion.
Warren, thank you. And look, just wait 90 minutes. I'll be honest with you. We tweaked the format a little bit the last 2 years. And me, I'm kind of a creature of habit.
Right.
We did game day the same way for about 18 years until we decided to tweak it a little bit 2 years ago, and we went right after the game with some stuff. And you know, we made it work, and it was fine, and we did it a little bit different. I like this better. I feel like I've got better.
We did the scoreboard show. Yeah,
we're doing the scoreboard show. Just give me a little bit of time to digest it. Give me 90 minutes.
Yeah.
I use the TV. I run back some plays. I mean, I chart. I take notes, but and then I can hear from the coaches, so I'm a little bit better informed. I like this better. I feel like I do a better job. So I've got just a little bit of time to digest.
I think the two things, you know, in the years past from a programming standpoint, we did the scoreboard post game because we built this video studio. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, we're a radio station, but we're also a TV station over the top, you know, TV.
Right.
And so we wanted the best use for that. And then, you know, secondly, we started as a flagship for LSU with just Eagle 98.1 before ESPN was launched.
Yeah.
And as we've grown, we've tried to do more things on ESPN. So, you know, I think there's a market, and I assume Matt and T-Bob do the scoreboard pregame show.
They do.
Where they're able to be a little bit more universal and talk college football and still do some LSU. And so it's, you know, you try and program each station to be the best it can be. And we just, I'm with you. I think that we kind of sampled with it. I like it the way it is now.
It'll also give me, and this is just for my personal, the ability to go to the games when such a thing is available again. And I pick up a little bit more when I can actually attend.
Sure, you're not missing.
Not this year.
Wow.
No. It was limited space in the press box. I, you know, ceded my place to somebody else. But I'm thinking there's going to be a tie. I haven't made my last game at Tiger Stadium, I would hope.
No, I think you'll make one this year.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Okay. You know something I don't know?
I don't.
Okay.
Did I tell you about the Vanderbilt experience?
No.
It was fun.
Okay.
I was the only person. I got a picture for you. I was the only guy up there with all the baseball cutouts.
Oh, okay.
On our sideline.
Oh, yeah. I did see the baseball cutouts. Yeah. Well, Josh Ward got a nice picture of you with the South Carolina game where you were leaning up against the fence.
Yeah, Mississippi State.
Mississippi State. That's that area.
Nice guys.
Paul is in Baker. Paul, welcome in the show.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good, Paul.
Look, kind of getting off the beaten path a little bit. Back whenever I was with the Baker Buffaloes back in the day.
Yes, sir.
Back when Jimmy Stewart was, Coach Stewart was around. Do the coaches still run sprints when the the whole team messes up?
No, but but I'll tell you what, you know, Gordy, thanks for the call. They did. Ogeron talked about this after the first week, and it was really bizarre a little bit. He said, yeah, we ran punishment sprints for loafing.
Oh, I would.
And I looked at Hester, and I'm like, how many times did you guys get in the season and you're doing maybe in a camp situation where, you know, things you're having a screwy practice and you're like, all right, you know, let me get everybody's attention, everybody on the goal line. He goes, never that you're into. And then the second week after Vanderbilt, he came back and said, I mean, I love Ed because he's candid.
No question.
We cut the number of punishment sprints down this week. You're still running them? Okay. Well, if that was after the first 2 weeks, I can imagine what Monday was like.
So older, we ran sprints. We ran sprints every day in practice and backed off as you got later in the season. Sure. A little bit older philosophy. I'll tell you what solved everything. The snake. The snake is running Tiger Stadium. You go up and down four times, and it's all in the north end zone.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been through Tiger Stadium and their steps, and you got the little step in between the big steps. And so what happened, if you ever – we missed a class or did something, you got in trouble, 6:30 in the morning, which is nothing now, but then was a lot, right? And you got to run snakes with Pete Jenkins.
That doesn't sound like any
fun at all. I did one. I did that once.
I ain't ever missing class again.
I did that once. I never, ever, ever – I mean, you're talking about your leg shaking for 45 minutes after. I think the solution to everything else, you just make them run snakes.
Okay. That does sound miserable. It was push-up sprints for us. I mean, this is in the 80s.
Oh.
If you run push-up sprints, you never want to do that again in your life.
I don't know that you could get away with snakes anymore, right?
No, you can't. You certainly couldn't get away with push-up sprints anymore.
I mean, in this day and age.
Forget about you. Coaches wouldn't be fired for some of the things that went on back in the 70s. And they'd be arrested.
So what Jenkins would tell you? I don't think that would, you know, that wouldn't, you know.
Colorful language, wasn't
it? Yeah, if there wasn't a web where you could go on NCAA compliance. But you know what? It made a man of you. Guess what? I never missed class again.
Got a degree hanging.
Yep, sure.
Right down the hall. 499-9898 is the number to call. We're brought to you by LeBerge Baton Rouge. It's the Tiger Zone on Eagle 98.1.
If you're a State Farm customer affected by the recent hurricane and need to submit a claim, call 1-800-SF-CLAIM. Go to statefarm.com, download the State Farm mobile app, or contact your local State Farm agent. With one of the industry's largest catastrophe response teams, State Farm and your agent are here to prove human nature is greater than nature. Call 1-800-SF-CLAIM to start your claim. State Farm, here to help recovery go right.
How do you tell the difference between an authentic prescription pill and a counterfeit lookalike laced with fentanyl?
In most cases, only chemists can.
So how could you expect your children, who are being exposed to the fatal alternative online, to do so?
It's dangerous to take medicine without a prescription.
And even deadlier to take a pill without knowing what's in it.
Talk to your kids today.
Too many have died from taking counterfeit pills purchased online.
It only takes one. There is no second chance.
Sponsored by Louisiana Ambulance Alliance within the Epidemic Louisiana.
Hey, football fans. As the official AC and heating provider of LSU Athletics, AccuTemp wants you to stay comfortable all season long. During LSU home game halftimes, text halftime to 31996 for half off a Tiger tune-up of your AC system. Text halftime at halftime to 31996. Do you want to look and feel better fast? Who doesn't? Today's the day you can take control of your health, get results, get hydrated, and boost your immune system with IV therapy from GoFlow IV Spa, focusing on the most efficient delivery of vitamins and meds for your health and wellness. You can feel, look, and perform better fast with a vitamin infusion from GoFlow IV Spa. Open 7 days a week. Visit them on Facebook and book today. Visit GoFlowIV.com to learn more.
T-Bub here, behalf of Innovative Audio, where you are our priority. If you're looking to take your system to the next level, we got all your audio and electronic car needs. You want window tint? We got it. Just head over to 1400 South Rage Avenue, Denham Springs, or call 225-664-0019.
It's Chevy Truck Month. It's Work and Play Month. It's the month to get things done. With the Silverado 1500 and Silverado HD, the strongest, most advanced family of Silverados ever. It's Explore New Ground Month, with the Colorado ZR2, named the best off-roader by Popular Mechanics. And Room for Everyone Month in the versatile and advanced Tahoe and Suburban, America's best-selling family of full-size SUVs. So whether you need a pickup truck or full-size SUV, Chevy has the right truck for you. See your super Chevy dealers today.
What's the number one reason people change from the national companies to certified alarms?
The main difference is they consistently raise their rates across the board, whereas with certified alarms, our rate has been continuous for 29 years.
For consistent monthly billing, that's usually half of what the national companies charge, and two free HD cameras, switch today.
We will cut their rate in half.
Go to certifiedalarms.com now.
Cut your rate in half and go local.
It's time to get certified with Certified Alarms.
My name is John Clay Wolf, founder of GiveMeTheVIN.com. I founded the sight unseen, hands-off car sale. And all these guys talking noise still get outbid by who? By my team at GiveMeTheVIN.com. You can get your buy bid right now, cash on the barrelhead, or we'll pay off your payoff. We're the top of the market. It's just what it is. GiveMeTheVIN.com, America's best car buyer.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Feeling lucky? Now you can feel even safer playing at NBC. Visit Magnolia Bluffs Casino and Hotel in Natchez, where the safety of our guests and staff is our top priority. Now's the time to rake in the cash by winning a share of $40,000 on Saturdays in September and October. $40,000. Two lucky winners each hour, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. There's nothing like winning on the Bluffs. We're open and ready for you, the closest sportsbook to Baton Rouge. Come enjoy a state-of-the-art sportsbook where everyone is treated like a VIP. Remember, at Magnolia Bluffs, it's not what you play, it's who you play with.
Eagle 98.1.
Tiger Zone on Eagle 98.1. And we're brought to you by L'Auberge Baton Rouge Casino and Hotel in the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill on Monday nights. Enjoy half-off margaritas, draft beer, and nachos on Thursday nights. One tower beer. You buy one, you get one tower beer at half off. All right, we got some more questions out of Facebook. So let's
we might as well do that because we do Around the SEC. It's going to take 2 minutes.
That's right. We'll do that last segment, at the end of last segment. So
nobody's playing.
All right, so you got the Facebook questions.
Oh, okay, Facebook questions. So what's Brennan's ceiling? Your thoughts on that?
I think Brennan is probably, his ceiling at this level is a top three type quarterback in the league. I think he throws the ball well enough to do that. I think if all of the Pistons were firing, I think you'd be talking about it. It got lost with all of the defensive stuff and the goal line stand and the 0-for-10 on third down. Guy threw for the seventh most yards in LSU history last Saturday.
Right.
Okay. I mean, one game for Hodson, the number one game for Rohan, and four from Burrow, and this one was next, and we glossed over it like, oh, this happens every week. You know, it's 440 yards worth of passing. No, that's happened six times in the history of the university. The kid's got significant talent, but right now, you know, the running game is sporadic. The offensive line is work in progress. He's got one big time receiver, and he's got a lot of other guys with potential that are still kind of finding their way. You know, you get like a Jerae Jenkins, who has been a real surprise, yes, and a real bright spot, is still dropping some balls. Okay, they're dropping more balls as a group than they were a year ago. I think he's got a professional future. He's not a can't miss, but he's got a professional future. And I think if everything was going right on this team, you would see him as a top three or four quarterback in the league, potentially.
I think he's made improvement each week. And to me, he's still not playing at that high level of confidence. I've seen Miles let it rip, yeah, right? And even when you look at some of these balls, and I like the fact the touchdown pass that we you know, you saw the Marshall along the back stripe had a lot of air underneath. Yeah. The ball that set up the first and one at the goal. You know,
don't you think his decisiveness is better in game three than game one?
Oh, no question. You know, but I mean, his level of confidence, him stepping up in the pocket, him learning from his mistakes. And so, yeah, I definitely see an upside there. I mean, let's from a pro standpoint, I think as you go into next year a little bit, his ability to just maneuver within the pocket, I worry about he's taking an absolute beating. Yeah, and his just the movement in the pocket, not talking about him being Burrow and getting outside the pocket and doing all that things. But, yeah, I think, look, you give me these numbers and the way Miles has performed preseason, take it all day long. I think he's you know, and again, seeing him throw and play with more confidence in backup roles last year, in scrimmages, and it's coming, right? And I it's a different deal when you are the man and you're playing that and your offensive line is struggling. So I think he's definitely ahead of schedule.
All right, let's see. I had a question right up here. Okay, here you go.
Yep.
Last season, Steven seemed to get into it with the older guys on defense. What are the issues communicating with others? So Stevens is going to take a lot of the brunt of this because he is the leader. All right, he's the guy coming back. So last year, we took this scenario on the Daily Show, and this is the difference. Right? Last year at Mississippi State, you were on the sidelines. Kerry Vincent had blown something. He had missed something or whatever it was. And Stevens is just up in his grill. He is up one side of him and down the other. And you can see this on TV, so I know you saw it. And
I didn't see it.
It was obvious. He was aggravated with something that Vincent had done because they had blown a coverage or missed a check or whatever it was. And from what we saw, he would ride those guys in the secondary, and Vincent was particularly in the second half of the season, man, Vincent was so much better. Now, I'm not saying that's the only way to communicate with guys, but if you look at what was happening the other day, it's finger pointing. The body language is what Hester calls it. You know, the body language.
Yes.
It's the slumped shoulders, the head down. You're pointing over here. You were supposed to be there. Clark's pointing back at him. You're supposed to be there. And there's no fire. It's just, man, you missed. No, you missed. Okay. And there's the guy running in the
You come back to the play that we went through.
Yeah.
I mean, just standing there. And let's go back and talk. And I think Jacoby Stevens is a heck of a player.
And his head
he's a heck of a kid.
Yeah.
And so let's go back through Jacoby last year. So Jacoby, who 2 years ago was your best edge rusher, right? Because Chasson was out, and we're going back to the Central Florida year, where you kicked him down in your sub packages, and he was your best rusher. Last year, because Delpit early on was hurt and struggled playing free safety, they swapped him and put Delpit more at strong safety and Jacoby at free safety. And, you know, I mean, you've got, you know, a guy that's more of a downhill player playing free safety. And I thought he did an admirable job playing free safety. They moved him all over the joint. He played in some man-to-man situation. And this guy was versatile. He was a leader on defense. And then I show you that film against Missouri, and you're just kind of like,
where's that guy from last year?
Yeah, and so that's what – when the film says something that's different – okay, what's I'm not conspiracy theory, and I don't really care to have. Okay, something ain't right. That don't look like the guy that played last year.
And I would tell you that, in my opinion, he's got as much to play for individually as anybody on that team.
Right.
Like, there's a range where, first of all, they got to figure out what his NFL position is. We think that he's a Thomas Davis type. They spent most of his time in the secondary at this level, but at the next level will probably be more of a box linebacker, okay, that you can get away with in a lot of coverages. The way that Davis is made, like, Davis is still playing, by the way. But that's not guaranteed. You know, that could be, you could bump yourself up with a big season into the first round, or you could slide into the middle rounds with a bad season, and he's off to a pretty bad start.
Well, and you go back to, and it goes back to the one-on-one meetings that the teams are going to come in, and they're going to show the Missouri film. Okay, what happened?
Yeah.
And to them, they're in a business. And so I'm not sure what reasons A, B, C, D, and E are, but if you don't handle your business, then that's going to affect your draft stock.
And there are enough players that have gone through this program that have left early, that went through the draft process.
No question.
And it's not like he's not talking to any of those guys that were on the team last year. It's like, hey, man, what's it like up there? Well, let me tell you, the first thing is, when I go to the draft combine, man, I got to answer for pretty much everything I've ever done in my life.
Yep.
You know, if you go to the Senior Bowl, or if you go into an individual workout at Pro Day or whatever, man, you got to answer for everything you ever did. So you better,
you know, not to give this guy a hard time, but I mean, guys fell.
Mm-hmm.
Guys fell for a reason. They weren't comfortable with what they heard in the interviews, right?
And I think Stevens will interview fine.
Conversely,
he's got to answer for some of the stuff on this film. It's like, well, what happened at the beginning of your last year?
Yeah, and what's, I mean, you know, okay, tell me what's going through your mind right here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. Here's the call. We got a corner blitz. You're over the top. This guy is a second string receiver for Missouri, and you just stand there. Right? Okay.
You showed it. I mean,
you know, and at the end of the day, his name comes up in the second or third round. Hey, we're looking for a linebacker safety type guy. I mean, that's the thing that those scouts remember. They you know, leaves a taste in your mouth.
We'll take our final break of the night, come back. We'll take a look at what's left of the schedule in the SEC, and we may be able to give you a final on this ball game. Coastal driving for the winning score into Cajun territory with 2 minutes to go in a tie ball game, 27 apiece. This is the Tiger Zone on Eagle 98.1.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Today's headlines can be scary. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisor can help. They'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. Edward Jones provides tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach to investing. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. Call or visit your local Edward Jones office. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
In Port Allen, call Toby Willis. In Baton Rouge, call Tyler Juno. And in Denham Springs, call Stephanie Campo.
It's Chevy Truck Month. It's work and play month. It's the month to get things done. With the Silverado 1500 and Silverado HD, the strongest, most advanced family of Silverados ever. It's Explore New Ground Month with the Colorado ZR2, named the best off-roader by Popular Mechanics. And Room for Everyone Month in the versatile and advanced Tahoe and Suburban, America's best-selling family of full-size SUVs. So whether you need a pickup truck or full-size SUV, Chevy has the right truck for you. See your Super Chevy dealers today.
For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof, go roof.
Call Go Roof for a whole new roof or a hole in your roof. You'll be satisfied every single time. 927-8300 or goroof.com.
Go Roof.
Discover a place where legends are made. Where ordinary checks itself at the door and unforgettable experiences are around every corner. Discover L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Unique dining, the hottest games, and the coolest rooftop pool around. Make your moment legendary at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Exit at Blue Bonnet off I-10. See My Choice Center for details. Must be 21 Winter Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Anna here, and one of my favorite parts of having a smart home through Custom Security Systems is using the app to turn on and off my alarm from my car. If my hands are full walking in, no problem. The alarm is already off. If I forgot to set the alarm, again, no problem. I pull out my phone and turn it on. CustomSecuritySystems.com.
Chances are, right now, you're thinking of what's best for you and your family. You're thinking about your job, your neighbors, your community, everything but your car. We understand. Just know that Mercedes-Benz of Baton Rouge is thinking about it also. We're offering options such as pickup, delivery, and at-home service, online shopping, and home delivery, as well as special finance agreements. Because we understand that buying and servicing your vehicle shouldn't be a challenge. Services and options provided by participating dealers only. Services availability vary. Fees and mileage. Limitations may apply. Some exclusions apply. Please see dealer for more information.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla, and I am coming to Lafayette, Louisiana, Cajun Dome, Saturday, October 24th. Live podcast featuring your friend, America's Doctor, Dr. Drew. Come on out. They're going to have safe pods. You can be outside. You can get some distance, and you can get some mirth in your life. That's the Cajun Dome, Lafayette, Louisiana, Saturday, October 24th.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-348-0269. 800-348-0269. 800-348-0269.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Eagle 98.1.
Tiger Zone on Eagle 98.1, brought to you by L'Auberge Baton Rouge. All right, let's take a look at what's going on in the Southeastern Conference this weekend. Obviously, you had not just the LSU game, but the Missouri and Vanderbilt game postponed as well. So, Auburn travels to South Carolina. This is one of the two early games. Auburn is 2-1. You can make a very good case that they ought to be 1-2. In fact, I would tell you that they absolutely should be 1-2. South Carolina, they're 1-2, but the game that they played against Florida, they dropped probably somewhere around 6 or 8 balls. I mean, including a touchdown at the end that would have gotten them within one score. They didn't need a lot to happen, but they were right there. And they're in a game with Tennessee where a pick six is pretty much the difference in the ball game. The yardstick was very, very similar. I know the records suggest that Auburn is better, and Auburn is favored here. I would tell you that I've seen all three games for both teams in South. Well, no, I haven't. I didn't see much of Vanderbilt in South Carolina. I'm not going to tell you I watched that intently. It was on in here. It was a blowout. I haven't watched these two. I think South Carolina is better.
You may be right. And two things with this is that Auburn lost a ton offensively. Mm-hmm. They lost their offensive line. They lost Whitlow, their fantastic tailback. And obviously they're going through a transition with Chad Morris, his offensive coordinator. And guess what? Kevin Steele's missing the biggies up front for Auburn. I would not be shocked to see South Carolina win that game.
Colin Hill, not bad. The new quarterback came in, was a little bit of a surprise winner in the quarterback battle there. And Auburn did run the football a little bit better last week against Arkansas. You know, Tank gave him a good game. But, man, I don't know that it's fair to Bo Nix, really. But I don't know that he's much different from what I saw a year ago.
And he had a great offensive line. He had some decent skilled people around him last year. They lost a ton.
Kentucky and Tennessee is the other 11 o'clock game. This is in Knoxville. Tennessee, back down to earth a little bit last week against Georgia, but kind of like somebody asked us earlier, I think it was Greg, whether you feel better if you're Arkansas or Ole Miss, and we talked about both of those teams. I feel pretty good about, if I'm a Tennessee fan, about the direction the program is going.
I do.
You win the first two games. You have a hard-fought battle on the road against South Carolina. You win that one. You come back, you win the second week, and then you go to Georgia to see if you're ready to step up in class, and you're not quite, but you play them. You got the lead going into the second half. You didn't get embarrassed. You didn't get out-talented. I think that when he gets a quarterback in there, I'm kind of lukewarm on Giartano.
Are you really?
Yeah, just, you know.
The film on Missouri looked good. Granted, it was Missouri.
He's had his moments.
Right.
Okay, I don't think he's terrible. I don't think he's great. He's got some Bo Wallace to him. You remember?
I understand.
Good Bo or
Streaky.
Bad Bo?
Yeah.
That's what it. Once he gets you know, a little bit more stability at that position. He's recruited the trenches pretty well.
And he's recruited very well. He sure has.
That's better. Kentucky came in with a lot of expectations and spent the first 2 weeks shooting themselves in the foot. The first week against Auburn, they turn the ball over inside the 2 yard line. They get the pick six at the end of the first half that, you know, should have netted them some points. And then the second week, they miss an extra point that cost them the Ole Miss game in overtime, but got two people in Baton Rouge really good jobs in New York City. So it wasn't a total loss. And then they come back and they win last week against Mississippi State. I think this is an interesting game. Two programs that are solid, and I would tell you that Tennessee's on the rise.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think this is kind of the play-in game to who's going to be in the number three spot in the SEC East, right?
Yes.
And I mean, that was kind of a juggling act, and you know, most people believe that it was going to be Tennessee, except for Jacob Hester, because he loves everything that's Kentucky and Wildcat football. And yeah, and so I think a little bit more pressure on Kentucky on this game after they're sitting in that 1-2 spot, and they arguably should be at least 2-1 with that schedule.
Ole Miss and Arkansas were still holding out hope that this game is played. It's still on the schedule. Lane Kiffin didn't paint the rosiest picture today.
Where's Playboy Marty right now? I'm going to break minces because I'm not one to talk about inside scoop.
Right.
Right. But find out if I can maybe get a dollar with Mincy that this Ole Miss Arkansas game ain't happening. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So see if I get sucker him in to see if he believes it's gonna happen. Okay. Because I'm hearing a little Ole Miss
little buzz.
Might have one more or so than what they're at right now, but that game's on the bubble.
54?
No comment.
Are they 54?
So comment. you want it to happen?
So no, sucker him. I don't believe.
I get what you're saying, but
I don't believe it's going to happen. Gotcha. So see if you can get me some action with Mintz when he comes in. Thank you.
That would be a 2:30 game on the SEC network. But let's for a moment play like it's going to happen. Love what I've seen out of Ole Miss. I mean, Kiffin's got there's absolutely nothing on the defense.
Makes you defend the whole football field sideline to sideline.
He has turned Matt Corral into a dangerous quarterback.
And I think, you know, going back as we talk about LSU, and that's one thing about the running game, you don't have to worry about sideline to sideline. And with Ely and with and obviously with John Rhys Plumlee and 24 with Snoop Connor, mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to defend the whole football field. And with that, it's opened up some lanes for Matt Corral. I love what Lane Kiffin's done offensively.
If they were an NFL team and they were going into the offseason, you tell your general manager, just draft defensive guys.
Just
go get defensive guys. You know, 20 or your 25 guys.
I'm with you.
A&M got the biggest win for Jimbo this past weekend. Kellen Mond had a big game winning drive. They go down. Now they got to try and not have the letdown going to Mississippi State, who after beating LSU has been just trash the last 2 weeks.
Well, and Kentucky did the same exact thing that Arkansas did. You know, they backed up and kept the ball in front of them. And KJ Costello has just not exercised a whole lot of patience. Made a lot of bad throws in that offense. I like A&M big in this one.
And then the big game is at 7 o'clock, Georgia and Alabama. We know now that Alabama will not have Nick Saban on the sideline. I don't think that the NCAA is going to allow him to coach by Zoom, okay? Georgia, Stetson Bennett has done a great job. He's really taken control of that offense. He doesn't turn the ball over. They're the best defense in the league by far. Alabama's got the most talent out of anybody in the league. This got a whole lot more interesting with Nick down the street.
No, it is. I think Georgia is a better football team. I'm with you with that. Mm. And I think Georgia's going to win. I can't wait to see the Saban line. You know that... I mean, come on, there's going to be a box with Saban somewhere, right?
Sure.
I mean, teleported in or something?
CBS is going to send a camera over to his house.
Oh, there's no question. How do you coach Zoom-wise? And I mean, you talk about the delay.
Doesn't it have to be against the rules somewhere that you do that?
You imagine that? Trying to talk to Sark and it's all delayed. Unless you're in the stadium, there's not going to be a live feed. So you imagine me commenting in your ear 5 seconds after the play's about to start. He's seeing the end of the next one. He's yelling at Sark to do something while Sark's trying to call in the next play.
I think this is going to be really, really entertaining.
I'm going to make sure I'm at home to watch this one.
You know, I said Georgia's the better team. More complete team would probably be a better way to put it.
I mean, to me, Alabama returned so many people on defense. They played so many young people. They returned everyone, and they have not.
Ole Miss pushed them, man.
Looked apart, right?
Ole Miss pushed them. All right, we would have been doing pregame this week at 9:30. We're not now.
We did. Speaking of Georgia, Alabama, We just very important call that Cade Wazan, our Fearless Program Director, he made the phone call. We are carrying Georgia, Alabama right here on 104.5 ESPN.
Fantastic.
The money game at 7 o'clock.
All right. For Brittany Rose and for Playboy Morty and for Gordy Rush, I'm Charles Haniger saying thank you and good evening. We're brought to you by LaBerge Baton Rouge. If you're watching on Facebook, Dear Mr. Fantasy is next.
Yes.
This has been Tiger Zone on Eagle 98.1.